Right, just your reaction after Cam was dismissed.
Yeah, my first reaction is to sit back and reflect, and needless to say, I have tremendous respect for Cam Cameron, what he's done for me over my career, you know, two Pro Bowls, you know. It's many countless things that I look back on the good. You know, Cam is a genuinely good guy. You know, nobody goes out there and, you know, say I'm going to mess up this kind of situation. But, you know, I did send him a text, wished him well, thanked him for everything he's done for my career, you know, for his family, wished him, you know, much success. He's a great coach, you know, and like I said before, I know the pressure to win in this business, and it's always tough to see a guy go, you know, while you're still going. And but needless to say, you know, he was well-respected, you know, by the players. And, you know, the amount of games we won over the last couple of years is amazing. You know, he had a great run. So you look back on the good, and, you know, everything was a growing experience, but still a growing offense. And, you know, but when it happens, you sit back and you just reflect. And when I reflected on it, I was more, you know, not looking at everything else with everybody else. I was looking back on two Pro Bowls in 5 years. I was looking back on, you know, the amount of receiving yards I got. I was looking back on so much of the good things that, you know, I was able to start my career off with Cam Cameron. And, you know, but right now we got a, you know, point in our season where, you know, we definitely have to, you know, focus a lot more on executing. You know, I said that last week about Cam called a great game last week. Obviously, we didn't win, but he doesn't put on the pads for us. You know, so we can't be naive about that. You know, us as players, we put on the pads, and we got to go out there and execute at a high level. Coach's job is to put us in a position to make them kind of plays. You know, last week he did that.
Do you think this is something that will spark the offense, and why?
This is something that I think it's a wake-up call for everybody. You know, you never know when your day is going to be called. You know, it's a wake-up call for everyone around the building. You know, if you can let go of offensive coordinator in the middle of your season, you know, nobody here wants that to happen. But it's a wake-up call for everyone around the building that, you know, the expectation is to win around here. We want to win. You know, there's a reason why, you know, you put the Lombardi Trophy, you know, in the indoor facility. It's the only thing you can see. It's the biggest sign in here. So the expectation is to win around here. We've been to the playoffs. We've been to the dance. And like I said, getting to the dance is, you know, sometimes not enough around here anymore. We like to keep dancing, dance all our way to a Super Bowl. So, I mean, you know, that's a challenge. That's a very hard challenge. And, you know, with that being said, we do have Denver this week who is playing tremendous football. And you look at them on tape, you know, not even looking at Peyton Manning. You know, my job is to look at their defense. You know, they don't make a lot of mistakes. You know, they play sound football, tough front. And we got our hands full this week.
Complained about your amount of touches in your career.
No.
And no one expects you to do that now. Yeah. But do you walk into Jim Caldwell's office and say, give the ball to 27, let's go?
I think Jim Caldwell knows what kind of player I am. You know, and I think he's seen the way I've handled, you know, the situation with Cam. So we can't reinvent the wheel around here and change, you know, our whole offense. We can't do that right now. But we will stick to the things we've done well. And you look at the past few weeks, you know, we ran the ball really well. You know, offensive line is still growing. And Joe's been playing at a high level. But we have to continue to do the things that we do well. And, you know, Coach Caldwell, you know, we have a great relationship. One thing I can say is he had the respect of the locker room. You know, when you have the respect of the locker room, you know, guys want to be able to go out there and execute at a high level. So, you know, I'm not worried about my touches as of right now. You know, I'm sure I'll be getting the ball. I'm sure I'll be getting it enough. You know, but me and Bernard have been, you know, running the ball really well lately. And, you know, taking that, we all know what playoff football is about. It's about the team who catches fire right now. You know, you put yourself in a position right now, you catch fire right now. And, you know, the Giants did it last year. They made a great run. Early on, everybody was questioning them. And that team caught fire going into the playoffs. And I think it's about time we catch our fire right now, you know, and, you know, try to make this playoff run. And not only just make the playoff run, but go into it on fire.
Right, at the end of the regulation in the Washington game,
Yeah. You
were very fired up.
Absolutely.
At least you were upset about something.
Yeah, I mean, it's always, you know, you don't hide your feelings in that kind of situation. When you got a team beat, you want to finish them off. And, you know, I felt like, you know, when we scored the touchdown that, you know what, we had to get the job done. But obviously, you know, you're fired up, you're upset. But needless to say, when that coin got flipped again, you vent, you let it out, and you go play football again. And, you know, did my anger carry on in the overtime? No, I got out there, we lined up, we played football. You know, they made one play longer than we did. And, you know, that's just football. That's the way, you know, a lot of these close games go. We've had our fair share, and in the last few weeks, we just haven't had the ball roll our way. But it's our job to finish people off.
With 38 seconds left, rather than taking a knee, would you have wanted to attack in that situation?
Well, you know what? Yeah. Wet field, conditions, you don't want to play that kind of game. And, you know, I think it was a smart call by Coach Harbaugh. You know what? Let's just play for overtime because the field was tore up. You know, the weather situation, you just don't want to, you know, risk anything right there. You know, so I thought it was pretty smart. If we was at our place, I think we would have probably took a shot, you know, try to get down the field. But being that we were in, you know, another team stadium, wet field conditions, you know, you don't want to make anything worse.
This isn't your side of the ball, but just as a fan of the game, is it cool to be in a game where, you know, you might have a Peyton Manning matching up with, you know, a Ray Lewis and an Ed Reed?
Man, it's amazing. You know, Peyton Manning, to see what the guy has done to come back off that kind of injury, to go from, you know, being at an all-time high to maybe an all-time low for him, you know, to have things said by him. You know, one thing that was amazing about Peyton Manning's situation was that, like I said, the Colts had to cut Peyton Manning. You know, you never in your million years, you know, when you think of Peyton Manning, all you thought about was the Indianapolis Colts. And now to see him in a Denver Bronco uniform doing the same thing he's done, you know, for the Indianapolis Colts, taking a team that was, you know, I wouldn't call them average because they've been contenders. You know, they just had – they made, you know, if I'm not mistaken, the AFC divisional game last year. But to take a team and reinvent the wheel with that offense he's been running, it's pretty impressive. You know, you're looking at Hall of Fame guys. You know, in my career, 5 years, it's easy to say not, you know, that I don't get starstruck. You know, I've been playing against Peyton Manning for the last few years, but on the opposite side. But, you know, I'm playing against Hall of Famers. You know, as I get a little older, you know, I get to tell my little one that, you know, these guys are Hall of Famers. I got a chance to play against.
Ray, help me out on this. Who's the comeback player of the year, Manning or Peterson?
Oh, man. I'm a running back. Don't hold it against me, Adrian Peterson, but I got to say Peyton Manning. I got to say it. It's just – I never seen a guy come back over ACL like that. I never in my history of playing football seen a guy come back that fast over ACL. I know he's a beast, but you're talking about something that, you know, your neck. When you hear about neck injuries, you usually hear about somebody being done for their career. And no matter what it was, you know, the guy had surgery, lost all his strength in his arm, had to gain it back. You know, you had to even get comfortable back there and taking a snap. So to see him come back and lighten it up the way he is, you know, my vote in comeback play of the year.
Hey, Ray, you mentioned offensively, you know, with the coaching staff. What do you think needs to be changed? What do you want to see changed now that a move has been made?
Well, one thing, I really don't right now want to see much change. I really just want to do the things that we do well. You know, we do well when we're executing at a high level. And it's simple. It may sound simple, but it's harder than what you really, you know, we want to be able to play at a tempo. We want to be able to throw different personnel out there. But we want to be able to execute at a high level. That's one thing for me as a player, you know, as a guy, a leader, who probably I have to be a little bit more vocal now. You know why? Because, you know, it's going to be different. I don't know whether Coach Caldwell is going to be up top or downstairs. But, you know, you look at wherever the play's being called from, it's my job, Anquan Boldin's job, you know, Matt Burke, Joe. It's for us to go out there and get the guys going. You know, it's not going to be a magic wand and say, execute. We got to go out there and do it. So I just want to see the things that we're good at, we get better. And Coach Caldwell said it. You know, it's this much that we got to get better at. You know, we've showed the ability to score, but we also showed the ability to not execute. And that's one thing I've always preached around here is execute. And it's that time of year where, you know, all the hard work you put in, you know, you don't throw it out the window. You know, you actually, you know, get back to the base fundamentals and, that's what this week will be all about. We'll get back to the fundamentals, you know. Easier said than done, but, you know, the greats have done it.
Ray, you mentioned that Jim's got the respect of the locker room.
Yeah.
Is there any different vibe among the players in the meeting rooms or in the locker room?
No, today the meeting room was pretty much the same for us. When we got in there, you know, Coach Caldwell got up, spoke, went over everything in details. The coaches spoke up, you know, position coaches, I meant, said what needed to be said, came out here, had a great walkthrough, and now time to get ready for practice. You know, and he said, you know, the message was simple. But get out there and practice with a game tempo. And the only way you get better is when you practice with a game tempo. Not that we haven't done that, but this time of year, you know, where the reps get cut back, you actually end up getting more work done because, you know, the reps are cut back, but we need to do them fast. We need to do them really fast and execute at a high level. And, you know, his message was very simple, man. But Coach Caldwell has the respect of this, you know, team, locker room. You know, the pressure is for us to win, but it's for us as players to help out with the pressure. He's going to put us in the right position to go out there and execute. We got to go out there and do it. And, you know, this week's definitely going to be the challenge.
How excited are you guys for this first practice? Does it have a different feeling, the first one?
Well, our practices, you know what, Coach Harbaugh, you know, practice is where we get it done at. You know, practice is always exciting. You know, not too many times I can say we've been out there and had a dull practice. So, I mean, the script was pretty much the same. We're trying to keep everything the same. So, am I excited? I'm always excited to get out there and practice. It's the only way I feel like you get out there and get over last week. Get out there, you sweat, and you go out there and you focus on the next opponent. So, I'm always excited for practice. Practice is always fun for me. You get out there, get the guys going, get running around, and let's have some fun.
All right. Thank you, Ray.